A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. Because old ideas aren't cutting it anymore. This new year, we need a new generation of thinking, your way of thinking. So whatever you have in mind that will help make a different future, find everything you need to get started at GoDaddy.com. Because the future isn't decided yet. It's still ours to win. Start different at GoDaddy.com.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the All Elite Podcast right here on the No Holds Barred Network, your source for all wrestling podcast content and more. I am your host, as always, your self-proclaimed greatest host, Kyle Masters, and I'm always joined by my co-host, she, the EVP Giggles, the Heartbreak Chick, the Queen of the Indies herself. That's Tiffany.
I thought we agreed that you were going to be Canadian Kyle.
I'm not doing that.
Why not?
I didn't agree with this. This wasn't like...
It's not up to you.
I think it is up to me. It's my nickname.
I'm deeming you Canadian Kyle.
You can call me that. I'm not introducing myself as Canadian
Kyle.
This
is Poutine Kyle.
No, this is that just sounds dumb. Poutine Kyle, what?
Syrupy Kyle.
That sounds like a crappy cartoon, like Canadian cartoon name.
I feel like... What's it called? We definitely need a nickname. So.
Oh. Not happening. Nope.
Okay, you gotta stop opening and closing windows because it's interfering with your OBS and I'm watching it.
I'm not opening anything.
Well, you're laggy as hell. Like.
I don't know what's doing that. I'm not doing anything.
You have windows open.
I have nothing open on my computer but OBS.
Anyway.
I don't know what's causing that.
Yeah, it's awful.
I don't know what to do. What do we do?
The joy of content creating, guys.
Hey, we choose to do live. This is what we have to get. We can always do offline if you always want to.
No, I wouldn't do live because we got mad people in chat. What's up, guys?
Then they can't. They see me going... Tomoro de gato, Mr. Roboto.
Yeah, this stream is horribly laggy.
Okay. Well, everyone in the chat that's watching, let us know if we at least sound good. If we sound good, we might be okay. If we don't, we might have to work on that. Because OBS is telling me we're good, we're green, everything's 100%. So that's not, I don't know what the problem is then. Because usually this would happen if we were in red or orange or whatever it was. But right now it's showing me that we're clear. So I don't know what it's doing.
You don't have anything else open?
Nope. I am 100% telling you the truth. Nothing is open. I did hit stop recording on the offline, though. Let's see if that works. That works. Maybe it was recording
right,
at the same time.
Let's see how that goes, because that's been I've had that issue before, that when you're recording, that... it kind of pulls away.
Life's
from
you, so. Not fair.
I think it's okay now. Okay.
The sound is elite, apparently. Okay, we're now. Elite.
All right. That's what it is. All right.
God,
so,
what a mess.
Kyle's going to take the jump and get the hell away from OBS and listen to me finally. But anyway, so let's get this going.
Yeah, this might be the last week I use OBS for this shit.
Oh god. All right. The stress of it all. Okay, but we're good.
Are we on
Twitch? We're on YouTube, are guys. We... Share the stream. Audio.
Cheer the stream.
Good.
Cheer it. Woo! That's how you said cheer the stream. Anyways.
Cheer it.
If you've seen my new backdrop, Tiff, I don't know if you can see it. Right here. I got the new Young Bucks book. It's in the signed copy.
Yes, I saw your
got
post.
It in. Finally.
Post. I love it. I love it.
After weeks. Of me waiting and did watching you, people open the book and read it while I'm sitting there going, give me a copy.
The question is, did you read it though?
No, not yet.
Where's the shame bell?
No, I'll get around to it. Just, I'm not reading yet. Okay. I'm just scared. You know why? I get this like fear because I was like so excited. I ordered the signed copy. Right. Now that I get it, I'm like, oh, I don't want to touch it.
Oh my God, you're one of those.
I don't want to ruin it because it's inside. It's in like the first page.
Get the gloves.
No, I'm not reading a book with gloves. I look like a psycho if I did that. Let me just strap on my gloves here. I'm gonna read this book.
Ooh. Hey, you do what you gotta do.
No, that would suck because you couldn't, you know, because I'm one of those people, you know, if I can't turn the page, I gotta like put a little saliva on my finger. I do a lick the finger thing, and then I turn the page. You never read a magazine, you do that?
Yeah, when the pages get stuck together.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
So.
Anywho. Oh, rehu. Yeah. Guys, welcome to the Ollie Podcast. If you're new, welcome. This is where myself and Tiffany there talk about everything in that AEW world, whatever is trending in that AEW world. We'll bring it up and discuss and analyze it here on the pod. If you're a returning fan, welcome back. You guys know how we do as always. If you're a live watcher, thank you for watching live. If you're a watcher backer, thank you for watching back. Watcher and if you backer. are a watcher backer, that's what I call them. Anyways,
sorry, I'm just sharing the stream as Kyle's doing this. So thank you guys so much for everybody.
And the downloaders, the downloaders, the ones that download this episode each and every single week. You audio listeners out there, you're my fave. I like you guys. You're my whoever the hell you are. Just from our one software that we use to distribute to everywhere. It actually like tracks everything. So I kind of see the demographic of where it's coming from. We have some random listeners, Tiff, in some like random places. So to you guys, thank you.
If
you understand English, thank you. Because they're in some places in the world where I'm like, okay, I hope they know what we're getting across here. And you know, English is a common language, so I hope so. Anywho, I tweeted out saying it's going to be a big episode. We got a couple of big announcements for this episode, which I think we'll get off the bat here, and then we'll get into some Dynamite and some AEW talk. It's concerning. One's not concerning our holiday schedule, because as you can see, we're festive as hell here in the Ollie Podcast with our layouts and intros and outros and all that jazz. And Tiffany doesn't confuse me this week because, oh, wait, she just put on the, I guess, reindeer ears. What do you call those?
Kitty, like ears, but they got bells on
them.
Oh,
kitty ears, but Christmassy.
Yes.
Anyways, last week I thought she had a black eye. Turns out it was just eye makeup to match Christmas, but that's okay. Wow. This week we got this festive jingle balls layout. Look at all the jingle balls everywhere. And so Christmas is literally around the corner. It's literally a week away from tomorrow. So, I can't wait. Tiff, did you get all your Christmas shopping done?
My Christmas shopping's been done before Thanksgiving.
Okay, so you're one of those people. You get all that shit done before December 1st.
I'm not dealing with that shit. Come on now. I'm not being one of those crazies going, it's already bad enough as is, but I'm not going into stores after Thanksgiving. Nope, I'm good.
Yeah, like even pre-COVID, it's still like, nope.
Yeah, nope. I've been like this like for a very long time, like that I just make sure that I get everything done before.
See, because I go into stores now to, you know, to get my normal stuff, right? And you have to battle through the last minute shoppers, and oh my God, it sucks. And even now during COVID, where you have to like escape these people. Oh, it's just a mess. But as for our holiday schedule, I'm going to put up on the screen for you guys right now. That is our holiday schedule. We have two episodes coming up. Next week, we're not going to be doing a Dynamite review just because of the holidays and all that falling after Dynamite. So we have a special, awesome episode planned for you this coming Monday, December 21st. It is our AEW 2020 year in review show. If you guys remember, if you were a fan of our podcast for a while now, you know last year we did one of these shows and it was so much fun, me and Tiff, just breaking down that kind of like first, not exactly full year of AEW and kind of breaking down everything. Basically what we're going to do now, we're going to have like award type of categories and just kind of chit chat about everything that's happened in the year 2020 for AEW and, you know, kind of briefly maybe talk about what we expect in the future for this company and maybe give some predictions on that. But that's going to be for this coming Monday. As for the week after, so we'll be on like a long hiatus there. The following week, which is going to be the New Year's week, we're going to be doing our regular AEP episode directly after Dynamite on Wednesday, December 30th. Me and Tiff just have so much going on the next day, obviously being New Year's Eve. We can't plan a podcast around that. and especially the days after. So we're going to do right after Dynamite, right here, 10:30 p.m. Eastern time, which is 7:30 Pacific time if you're on the West Coast. Adjust your schedule and times accordingly. But that is our holiday schedule for this coming holiday, next yeah. 2 weeks.
I like it. Mm-hmm. And I'm peeping. I like how you put the new logo in one side and the old logo on the other side. I love it.
New logo.
Yeah.
I don't think you looked at it right. That was the AEW logo. Oh, not bad.
It went by so quick because I know you did something.
You spoiled it. You spoiled what I just... Tiff.
My bad.
No one's supposed to know that.
Whoops.
So anyways, we're getting a new logo. That's so quick. Anyways, we're getting a new logo, by the way, if you didn't know.
That's only one of the things going on anyway. Sorry, so no screen. Like, I'm just like, oh, wait.
Anyway. Yeah, so we have the holiday schedule. There's that.
My bad.
Yeah, so yeah, it's going to be fun. May or may not, I'll have to see what I have in for decorations and stuff. May or may not see Kyle Claus, as Tiff calls it, for the year in review show. May or may not. So you guys are going to want to tune in for that. So.
Oh, my God.
May or may not.
No, you can't make promises like that. You can't say that and not deliver on the podcast.
Someone wants me to shame bail you for revealing already.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Shame. Like, I saw the picture, like, glance at. I'm doing multiple things as we're podcasting. You guys don't understand. Like, I got Twitch open. I got Facebook open. I'm glancing all over. I'm watching the chat. I'm doing multiple things. I'm sorry.
Anyways, which we'll get into that in a second here. But yeah, Kyle Claus, I'll say may or may not. We'll see. I got to look, Tiff. I got to look and see what I have in my cabinetoir, whatever you call it, of stuff. I don't know if I think I can get everything but the beard. I'll see what I can do.
Please do.
So we have the year in review. We also have something big planned, which has been 25% spoiled already.
Sorry.
We'll talk about it now. So... not only are we getting the AEW Year in Review show coming up next week, which is going to be a big show, coming up in January, so we got a big, big show planned for you guys. It is the AEP anniversary. Yes, there's some confetti pop there for you guys. The AEP anniversary, January 14, 2021. Basically, it sucks because that week, so that's going to be the regular day, Thursday night, our anniversary. Our actual anniversary is actually on the Monday, but I didn't want to do two episodes that week because this is going to be a big episode. So we moved it to our regular day, which is Thursday. So technically, it's still our anniversary, but basically the anniversary of when me and Tiff started this podcast a year ago. It'll be a two-year anniversary because we started this January 11th, 2019.
I can't believe it's been 2 years. Yeah. I've been dealing with you for 2 years on the Holds Barred Network.
You've been dealing with my ass for 2 years.
Oh, gosh.
But myself and Tiff have a big episode planned for that, guys. Obviously, she just broke it. We're going to have a brand new logo. That's right. A brand new logo made for the show. Tiff's already seen it. It looks phenomenal. It's going to be branded on everything. It'll be on the t-shirt store. It'll be everywhere. I've tried to do a lot of work on it, so it looks really good. So everything's, it's going to be a pretty big show. So we're also going to talk about Dynamite on that show as well. So you guys, mark your calendars again. The AEP anniversary show, January 14th, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And also, yes, also with the show. I'm going to put us back on the screen here to discuss this. So this show is going to be big. It's going to be very big. You're going to want to tune in because of this. So, do want to thank our patrons, our three patrons that we have now on No Holds But Network. Thank you guys for being patrons to us, which is our boy Bob Culture from the Bob Culture Podcast. Ooh, Kilroy, ooh. And what was the guy's third name? Tiff, I always forget.
Graham.
That's it. Thank you, guys. And if you guys want to support the network, again, little as $1 a month supports No Holds Barred Network. You get a lot of cool stuff on there. And then those three individuals, I know it's funny because we are running a contest and the one prize was actually given to us from one of those three patrons. And he, you know, with being a patron, he gets automatically entered into contests. So for his prize, he's going to choose if he wants to enter or not. He would be automatically entered into the contest. So thank you very much, Ooh Kilroy Ooh, for giving us this prize. You're a phenomenal human being. Thank you so much. But guys, here comes the fan contest. You're going to want to tune in on our anniversary show. So put up the poster for you guys right now. So here's the big contest. You're going to want to watch the show. You're going to look for the phrase. I'll have a pop-up ready to go. A phrase is going to pop up during the show. It's gonna include a word of me and Tiff's choosing. We haven't chosen a word yet. We're going to choose a word. You're going to want to make sure you're following the All Elite Pod on Twitter. Once you see the phrase, you will DM us in a private message the phrase you've seen. A random winner from those DMs will be selected and win yourself a $100 gift card to shopaew.com. So thank you very much, Kilroy. You literally have no idea how much me and Tiff hate you right now for doing this, but love you at the same time. So thank you very much for being so generous.
Amazing. We love you so much.
So yeah, guys, you're going to want to tune in, and you're going to want to keep your eye open when the phrase pops up on the screen.
A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. We need a new generation of thinking. Your way of thinking. Start different at GoDaddy.com.
You're going to DM us, and then we're going to choose a winner. I believe probably by the next day, maybe. We haven't really decided yet. We'll let you guys know. And make sure you're following the All Elite Pod. But yeah, we have a beautiful $100 Shop AEW gift card to give away to whoever wins.
Yes.
So yeah.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. So much fun stuff coming.
Mm-hmm. Always trying to have some cool stuff for AEP. Me and Tiff are constantly brainstorming. I was going to say brainwashing. Brainstorming. We're not brainwashing anybody, but brainstorming.
Brainwashing.
Watch us. Watch us.
Kyle, watch Abaddon.
No.
Kyle.
That won't work. Just saying. It's not happening. Damn, she was on Dark. I watched Dark for once, and then she ends up being on Dark, man. Throws me right off. That's not fair.
Aww.
I watched Dark, and freaking she appears on Dark.
Our boy Mike Magnum was on it. I was so excited. Yes. Yeah,
so shout outs to you, Mike Magnum. I want to put out this tweet that he sent out. Put up on the screen for you guys. He put, thank you, AEW, for the opportunity to allow me to live my dream. This is only the beginning. Puts a bunch of hashtags there to our boy, fan of the podcast, our boy Mike Magnum, for being on Dark for the last couple of weeks. It's been awesome to watch him on there. So shout out to you, Mike. We'll probably clip this and tag you in it.
Yes.
Really good human being there.
Been absolutely amazing to me over at Full Faith Wrestling, and you know, it's over in Deer Park, Long Island. It's just amazing. If you guys watch like indie talks or even articles that I've wrote, and it's just amazing company. And like just to see through the years that I've been over there, and then YWC, that you know, I've seen MJF, and I've seen a lot of this, like Trent was there. Like, it's just really, really cool. So shout out to you, because he's been really amazing to me, and he's given me amazing seats to come and watch some of these amazing shows and these amazing talents. And that's why I said the indie scene is so important. And I love the fact that AEW is so involved in the indie scene. So every time that I see somebody that I know, it's super special to me. So shout out to you.
Yeah. So, we'll probably clip this and tag him in it, because he's really cool. Yeah. But yeah, a lot of big things happening for the podcast. Guy showed you the holiday schedule. Big episode coming this Monday with the year in review. We had the anniversary episode that we're planning for January 14th with the contest, and a lot of cool things happening in that show. We're going to debut the new logo, the new layout. Everything is going to be, it's kind of like a fresh start, kind of like when Dynamite a couple months ago did the whole fresh, like new season thing. Basically kind of like what we're doing in a sense. So we're still going to be the same AEP, just kind of a new look in the next season of AEP, basically.
Man, do we get like new chapters every year or something like that?
Maybe.
Like,
I don't know. Maybe we'll freshen it up every year.
Chapter 3.
Chapter 3, the Tiffening.
Wait, you have to wear the white gloves, though, so you don't like lick your fingers and...
What?
Because you're the book, Kyle.
Oh, okay. I was so confused. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Anyway. But
Let's talk some AEW. Let's talk. That's why we're here. We talk about AEW.
Before we go into like Dynamite, can I say that I know like we haven't touched base so much on BTE the last couple of weeks, and that was always kind of like important for us on the podcast and stuff like that. But I have to say, I really miss it being completely based on Matt and Nick, and it's all Dark Order right now, and it's so over. Like, it's so,
I mean, this
crazy.
Is what you wanted. You were screaming for this like every week. You're like, can we just get a whole BTE with just Dark Order?
No,
now they're giving it to you.
Which I love it. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love it, but I also miss like seeing Matt and Nick, because the BTE was all, you know, Matt and Nick from the beginning. If you binged watch from the beginning of them going traveling, it was like the 5-minute videos that they were doing. And I wanted them to do something like an Inner Circle. But I mean, this is the best part of like BTE right now. But I miss like Matt and Nick. Like, I miss seeing Matt and Nick on BTE a lot.
You mean like the original footage, like when they used to vlog all the time, which kind of sucks now because
I miss some of that. Like,
they can't really vlog because they don't go anywhere.
Well, they go to Jacksonville.
Well, they go back home and then they come back to Jacksonville. I don't want to see the same thing every week.
I love the cowboy, like Cowboy Day. Did you not love Cowboy Day?
And they wore the cowboy hats on Dynamite this week.
I can't.
Oh, that was perfect. That made me laugh this week when they came out with the cowboy hats and him like riding Hangman at that one point in the match. I was dying. Like, this was so funny. Like, this. Yeah. Do you think Hangman's gonna join?
I feel like he should. I think it'd be entertaining as hell. Because the way that like it looks like, and I'd love your opinions in the chat too. Right, it looks like Johnny Silver is. Right, the one right now, right, that he's the leader, and which I'm all for it right now, as Brody Lee's not, but like, what would a great storyline be if with that they get Hangman Page to join, Brody Lee comes back, gets pissed off, and then feuds for the leadership, like have it within, you know, the Dark Order, something happens,
feud with Johnny or Hangman,
with Hangman.
I don't know if Hangman would want to be the leader, but like feud because maybe like, I don't know. No, it's tough.
Like Brody's like, the leader. Yeah. That Brody comes back and it's like, oh, like.
Because Brody, didn't
Hangman's
Brody want,
scared.
He wanted
changed
him.
Everything.
Yeah, they wanted Hangman originally, right? Like that was like their original plans to try to get him to join. So.
Right.
That's
or
tricky.
Hangman's like mad and doesn't want Brody Lee to come back. Like there's, I feel like, and I get it. Like BTE isn't meant to like set up these storylines for like Dynamite. And a lot of people don't watch BTE religiously like that. So maybe a lot of people aren't going to get that, but for like the true fans, it would be kind of interesting, but it is pouring a little into Dynamite because look what happened this week with the opening match that we had Hangman with Alex and John Silver. And this kind of plays a little bit of a role of BTE. So that's what I'm saying. It would be kind of like interesting to get it from there.
Okay. Yeah, I know what you're saying. That match was really good too. Like that opening match, you guys heard us say it a bunch of times, like any like multi-man match that's beyond just a tag team, you know, kind of AEW's kind of struggled with to try to get you to pay attention and to try to run smoothly. This match actually ran pretty good. I didn't mind this match.
The good, the bad, and the hungry.
Yeah. Oh, I can't believe you said that.
I was so annoyed. Stop. Get on the train, Kyle. Get on the hungry.
The good, the bad, and the hungry.
I got to get this shirt, man. I have to buy it. I have to save it. I hate t-shirts. I just hate them.
Did they make it a t-shirt already?
Yeah. It's been out for a while.
Does it say the good, the bad, and the hungry on it?
No, Johnny Hungy. Oh. I need the Johnny Hungy shirt. I need it. I need it because I just love it.
They gotta do that. They gotta have one like the good, the bad, and the ugly like TV movie logo, but put the Hungy instead of the instead of the ugly. That's it. That's the word I'm looking for.
Metal said in chat, the Beaver Boys leave Dark Order and have a faction called the Good, the Bad, and the Hungy. Yes! Yes! I'm all for this.
If they were like, do you know what? I'm not gonna lie, I'd be for them being a cowboy gimmick trio. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be all for that.
I love it. It's so entertaining.
That's what they should do. Brody should come back and kick those three out. Just see you later.
how can you not be a fan of Hungy, Brad? Like, I was answering.
I think I'm with him though. I think I love it. It's a name Hungy. It just sounds awkward to say.
It's so, but it sounds like something that I would say. It sounds like you're calling him Hungy. I think that's why I'm a huge fan of him, because it's something I would say. Tiff's Hungy.
But is that what he's trying to make it sound like? Is that what that means? He's hungry, but he's saying Hungy. What does that mean? Like, I need to know what does Johnny Hungy mean?
That's exactly what it is. It's like me sitting in the backseat of my car, right? And like, you're driving with Mrs. Masters, right? And I'm hungry, and like, you're driving and you're ignoring me. I'm in the back and I'm hungy. And like, Kyle, I'm hungy.
I think the word is cringe to me. I don't mind the gimmick and stuff, but the word just seems cringy to me. It's like when
you're
people
cringy,
put the word,
okay?
It's like when people use the word daddy for stuff. Like, I can't get with it. Anyways, so that was, I don't know, it was exciting, like, opening to Dynamite and stuff. For speaking of tag teams, Tough Light, man, like, I tweeted out and you were tweeting it at me. I love Tough Light, man. These kids are so good. They have they showed a lot more potential this week. They got on the mic. Tough Light, right?
Tough Light.
Yeah, Tough Light, right? I'm right.
The way you're saying it sounds like different. Top Flight.
Anyways,
yeah, it sounds. It's your Canadian.
They got some mic time. They got some mic time this week. That was pretty good. They had a really, really good match. Which they were in that Lost in the Shuffle match, right? That like 12 man, whatever reason why they chose to do a 12 man tag team match is beyond me, but they stuck out the most. They had some mic time. They were, I you know what? I like these kids. If they're, you know, obviously they're going to take some time to get working on the mic and get some more mic work. But as for in ring, holy crap, these kids are good. Like, they're very, very good. So like, praise on AEW for signing these kids and giving them the opportunity, because they're great. They're like a huge potential team. So is that the Acclaimed. I'm all about that. They had that little thing with SCU this week, which is pretty funny. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, when I listen to them rap, it's funny, but it's almost like I could be the only one here. I get the sense that, like, you feel the sense that he's trying too hard.
Max Caster? No.
No,
it's funny because he does like a lot of music and stuff.
Maybe
and
that's just what it's coming across. Because you remember when John Cena was first doing the rapping stuff, right? It didn't come across that he was trying really hard at first.
I need Kyle to listen to TJ Crawford's theme at Synergy at Black Friday, because when TJ fought our girl Casey, Max Caster made a theme song for TJ Crawford.
That's great, but that's not freestyle. Like, he's not,
it was great. Like, I know, but it was great. I was just, I don't know, that's what I was instantly thinking about last night, like when he came out. So
yeah, but as for that multi-man match, like, god, just too much. Like, way too much. Like,
it's a lot, and I get it. Like, you're trying to give these guys like airtime. I understand it, but less is more, man. Less is definitely more. I don't need to see Cody every week. You know,
this week was good, though. This week made sense for multiple purposes. They're continuing this thing with Sting just staring him down, and then there's that stare down with Darby again, and you know, they're furthering that kind of storyline. And then there's also the reason that the big announcement between him and Brandy's pregos, about time. I've been waiting for years for this shit to happen. and now finally it's here. Which is like, was she pregnant a couple weeks ago? Like how, I wonder how far along she is, because of all the shit she's done the last couple of weeks.
I'm sure like a lot of it was taped too, remember?
So anyways, good for them. Be funny if it was a boy. It's a son of a son of a son of a plumber. Because Cody's,
yeah, I had to like
nickname,
think about that for a second.
Yeah, the son of a son of a son of a plumber, right? Is that what it is? Or is it son of a son of a plumber?
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's son of a son of a plumber. I think it's only two. I'm gonna get corrected in the chat. I just know it. Anyways, that'd be cool. If it's a boy, then that, you know, it comes, you can say that. If it's a girl, hey, it's good too. either way, I can see, for sure see, hopefully, you know, it's going to be their decision in the end. One of them getting whatever their kid does gets into wrestling. Or if it's twins, that'd be interesting. A tag team Rhodes, twin brothers, that'd be really cool, right?
Hey.
Or twin sisters. Yay. I'm all for it. Anywho. What else with Dynamite?
Cody's match with Angelico, man. Like, I want more of TH, too.
Oh, that was good. That was really good.
Really do. Like, it was actually good. Well,
We are getting a lot of them. They've been on TV for, like,
more.
Last month.
I think with me, like, I know Brad was a huge fan of them. And the more and more I see them, like, I get more hyped and, like, I want to see more of them. And I love the fact that Jack Evans was wearing their shirt that Maria made. So shout out to you, Maria. I love it. Like, I get so excited every time I see Maria's merch on wrestlers and things. So, like, I was very hyped and excited for her to see that. But yeah, this was actually a really good match with Cody and Angelico. I really enjoyed it. So.
Yeah, they've been getting a lot of TV time lately, which is really good because they deserve it. Probably one of their most, probably in their top five great tag teams on the show. I don't know. It's tough. Yeah. They have a lot of teams. It's hard to make a top five. But speaking of teams, they get lost in the shuffle.
We didn't bring up my boy's private party.
We're not there yet. We're going to get there.
But the whole, like, gin and juice crap and, like, you know, and then Marty, you know, like, Matt Hardy took the pin from Quinn. Like, what's up with that? Like,
That was weird. I was, because, like, that was very unexpected. But good job for them to do something like that and not just, you know, end the match and that's it. Because, you know, that would, they're creating something to not get you bored about this. Because, yeah. Like, Matt Hardy in Private Party been together for, like, how long? And they really haven't done much with this teaming up. And now they're starting to get the gears going and make you think, hey, what's going on here? So, you know, everything has been well, and Hardy's been a good mentor to them. But all of a sudden now he's stealing a win for what? Why is he doing that? So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Something that's getting lost in the shuffle and is still confusing to me is this whole, why the hell is Lance Archer involved with this?
A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. Because old ideas aren't cutting it anymore. This new year, we need a new generation of thinking, your way of thinking. So whatever you have in mind that will help make a different future, find everything you need to get started at GoDaddy.com. Because the future isn't decided yet. It's still ours to win. Start different at GoDaddy.com. A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. Because old ideas aren't cutting it anymore. This new year, we need a new generation of thinking, your way of thinking. So whatever you have in mind that will help make a different future, find everything you need to get started at GoDaddy.com. Because the future isn't decided yet. It's still ours to win. Start different at GoDaddy.com.
Eddie Kingston and Butcher and the Blade, who can't seem to figure out what attire to come out with next. Because they're 1 week they're white attire and 1 week they're black. I don't get it. What? Pick one. Just pick one. Are they having issues and trying to choose one and what looks good? Because, like, 1 week they're coming out with, like, you know, their black aprons, and then the next week they're coming out with, like, you know, their, you know, freaky deaky sexy or sex grunge, whatever that's called, outfits. You know what I'm talking about? Like dominatrix stuff. So decide. Please just pick one and decide and keep it, because confuse the hell out of me. You come out looking like that, and then the next week you look like white Super Mario. like the plumber's outfit. Like, anyways. So yeah, I don't know what Lance Archer has got to do with this. It's so confusing, and he's so out of place. You know, it was cool though. Like, when Eddie Kingston called him out, and, like, as soon as he said his name, they didn't wait. They started the music, and he ran out there and attacked Eddie Kingston. He didn't wait, didn't get on the mic, just ran after him. And I love that. But then they made Pac come back, and I'm like, hey, like, he just looks so weird. He's so out of place.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that. Like, how do you feel? Like, I don't know what to feel about this whole thing.
I don't know. So are we going to get, like, eventually, like, Pac and Archer to feud, which is going to be interesting? And me, like, you know, I love heel versus heel. It's kind of hard to do, but I really do like those feuds. And I feel like we're going to eventually get that. It is out of place for me. And I've been saying that for weeks. I don't understand it, but I'm just so glad Pac is back. I'm so glad.
See, and it was weird. Like, they were getting in each other's face, and it was so awkward. I'm like, hey, what's going on here? Like, do something or tell me something. Like, why did Lance Archer come out full blazing and attack, you know, Eddie Kingston, but then, like, when he's face-to-face and being awkward with Pac, doesn't do anything?
Yeah.
Doesn't everybody die? Like, doesn't matter? Like, isn't that his thing?
Yeah, everybody dies.
It's just, I don't know. It was weird.
We get that slow build to, like, the next pay-per-view, I feel like.
Yeah.
So are they, like, holding off with, like, Pac and Eddie? It's February, right? Revolution, right?
Yeah, guys are talking about the storyline. Yeah, it makes sense. But, like, what doesn't make sense to me is why Lance is aligning himself with people. He's supposed to be a lone wolf. You know, everybody dies. If you're going to be that person and you know, keep saying everybody dies, everybody has to die.
They're going to probably get, like, Archer and Pac, like, on Dynamite. And then I think we're going to get Eddie and Pac on...
I just don't... you know what?
That's what I feel like we're going to get.
He should not be there. Lance Archer should not be there. He didn't need to be there. That feud doesn't need Lance
Archer. I feel like he doesn't need to be there, but I feel like obviously we're going to get this. There's that reason. You know, we have so many weeks build to the next pay-per-view. So what are you going to do? That's why I kind of feel like that way that we're going to get.
He's not. I know. You can't say he's not aligned, Brad. You didn't do anything. You didn't attack him. That means he's aligned with them. You know what I mean? Like, if he's not aligned, then attack him. You're a guy that comes out and says everybody dies week after week and just attacks everybody. You've done that for a year. Why is it now all of a sudden you're just like, I'm just not going to do anything and just kind of stare at them?
No, I mean, like, I feel like how they feel. Like, I don't think he's, like, really with that. I think we're going to get the feud with him and Pac, and I think that's going to stretch out, like I said, to the next pay-per-view, because I feel like Pac and Eddie is pay-per-view worthy. It's not Dynamite worthy. So what best way is, like, that they both want Eddie Kingston, right? And what's the best way is that we're going to have that slow build because it's too quick and we have that build up. So I feel like Archer's there to kind of, we get like a couple weeks know like that they're trying to fight to get to Eddie and who's going to be the one for that pay-per-view. And I feel like they're going to go through each other first before that they could fight whoever for Eddie at the pay-per-view. That's what I think is going to happen.
Either way, I need clarification. I hope they clarify it so we get an understanding of what they're doing. So we'll see what happens. Besides that, I think there's something I wanted to say with that. No, there isn't. Let's talk about the women. So they had a tag team match.
Let's not.
Which was really... You didn't like that? Well, you didn't like the tag team match?
Yeah. And then on top of that, it's like they kill it in the middle of it. Like that goes to like TV commercial right in the middle.
Hey, there's a picture in picture. You can just watch.
No,
it
there was a time where there was, we didn't get, you know, went straight to commercial at one point too. We were getting picture in picture that it went to like straight commercial.
I was just obviously Big Swole wrestle again. That was just,
I mean, I loved her makeup. It was just great. I'm so happy to see like Swole like again, like you said, like wrestle again.
And then the big one was Thunder Rosa.
Yes.
Cutting that promo.
And this.
Britt attacking her.
This was everything last night. Me and Kyle were messaging about it last night. This was everything. And, you know, Britt Baker, me and Kyle were talking about this last night. Like, compared to where she was when we first learned about AEW to now is tremendously great. And I love where Britt Baker's come. And then, like, it's true. Like, Thunder Rosa is going to make her a damn star. Like, Britt Baker's gotten so much better, and then you...
When she rubbed the makeup everywhere, that got me. I was like, oh, that's so good. Like,
it's so great. I loved it.
The chirping was just on point, too.
And then, she's like, is this still working? And then she's like, she goes, did she break the camera? With her ugly face.
That was good.
Oh, my God. I was like, this right here is gold. Like, Britt Baker was born to be a heel.
Yeah. She's really come out of her shell this year for sure. And like what Thunder Rosa was saying in her promo, you know, perked my ears up. You know, like she was talking about and being pissed because Britt Baker is going around telling everybody and telling her that she doesn't belong here and, you know, she's not good enough for AEW. And then, you know, Thunder Rosa coming out and saying, like, no, I'm going to prove that. I belong here. And I'm like, okay, is she saying that just for this feud? Or, you know, are they kind of alluding to maybe in the future when she's done with the NWA, she's going to come over?
Right.
You know, she belongs here in AEW and she's going to go right. If that happens, I can see her. She's going to go straight, which deservingly should, for that AEW Women's Championship and put, you know, like, give this division a big name as their champion. Not saying Hikaru Shida isn't, but a girl like Thunder Rosa coming in, you know, definitely ups the level of legitimacy in this division, which, you know, we know they're slowly working on. They're working their way to there, guys. It's going to take time. It's not going to fix itself overnight. But getting a girl like Thunder Rosa is huge. So if this is alluding to that, by all means, you're taking more of my goddamn money every pay-per-view because I'm going to buy every single pay-per-view the first time it comes on sale on Fight TV. But yeah, it's so good. So, so good. Don't think anything else happened with the women. Well, no, they had Shida and you know, my favorite person in the world, Abaddon, on Dark. But
yeah, but you also had, like, the whole thing with Nyla coming out and Red Velvet coming out for the save. I don't know. I just not.
That didn't, like, peak. Like, that was just, like, storyline. I was like, meh. You know what I mean? I'm not too into it. Like Shida and Thunder Rosa got my attention. Abaddon and, you know, fortunately, Abaddon and Shida have my attention.
Right.
The other ones are just kind of minor and in the background. It's like, okay, at least we're getting, you know, more women on. Like, Dark has at least, like, 6 women's matches every single week, which is great, right? We're getting to see who they have their eyes on, maybe. We see a lot of Kylene King on there, which is great. I am a big fan of Kylene King. Layla Hirsch, when she's on there, sometimes she's on Dynamite. You know, there's a lot of people. Red Velvet's come from Dark. Now she's in a storyline on Dynamite. So, you know, it's good to see who comes over from Dark and, you know, is in a storyline right away with Dynamite. So I was happy they did, you know, Shida on there, had a match with Kylene King. Abaddon creepily made her way out and pushed her off the turnbuckle. And, you know, that feud is interesting. Like, that's, can you imagine if Abaddon becomes champion? Like, that's,
I'm all for it.
That's going to,
different, like, very,
I think they should do it. No, it's different. You're right. It's different.
It's different, and then to see, like, women being petrified to, like, get in the ring to try to get that. But just think of, like,
that
some
screams
of the
champion to
that
me.
We love Shida, right? And she's great. Like, me and Kyle are huge fans of her. Okay, so it's like, we see now we need something different, right? Like, everybody was complaining, like, not everybody, because I know April's in the chat, okay? I was like, oh, the whole thing, like, Moxley got stale or whatever, like that, you know? It was like, we needed Kenny to take the belt off, and it's great because Kenny's been a heel. And again, like, I love Shida. I think she's a great wrestler in the ring, and she's very different because, again, like, we talk about from Stardom and the training that she had, it's very different, unique wrestling style, you know, over there compared to American wrestling, you know, so it's different, and we're for it. But now we need something else. But
excuse me, North American. Question.
What?
North American, not just America.
Okay, so
I'm not the only one who has wrestling over here.
Yes, we're the only ones. The only ones.
Typical American mentality. Typical.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. But you guys know what I mean.
Yeah, we know what you're saying. I just like to bug you.
But yeah, Kyle's being a butt. But now we need something different. And it would be a very interesting story going further if she took the belt and to see women being petrified to get in the ring to
just
try
run
to
away.
Take
just run back her. Through one of those tunnels. Just book it.
Can you imagine? Like, here, you know, like Penelope Ford, you have a title shot. And like her being scared, like trying to come to the ring and just darts back into
see,
the
that's
tunnel.
Where you get, maybe not Penelope Ford, but that's where you get. That's when it's okay to have, like, a one-minute woman segment. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's okay when you do something like that. That's, like, perfect. It builds Abaddon, or she beats him with, like, one move. Like, you need to do stuff with her if she's champion or becomes champion, which I kind of see. I don't know. I can't really tell if they're going to have their women's title match soon. It kind of built. They're building towards that, but I hope. You know what? I'm okay if she's the one that takes the title off Shida. Because that would be, you know what I mean? Like, I'd be okay with that.
Why do I feel like we're going to get like some sort of swerve and then Rio's going to come back and then Rio's going to take the belt off of her?
See,
like,
I keep meaning to look up like what's going on with her and I keep forgetting. But if they got Pac over, I'd imagine they can get Riho back over. And what's her name? She's also on the roster. Always forget her damn name. Do you know Aladdin wearing pants chick?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Sakazaki, I think it's, her name is. Yeah. Yuka Sakazaki, I'm pretty sure. Someone's gonna tell us in the chats. Okay, we'll know.
Ariaki.
Yeah. Uri, Terry, you didn't. We're gonna get flagged for that now. Flag. YouTube's like, YouTube went over to my table over here, grabbed my little friend here, and went, Tiffany, how dare you? Flagged.
It was supposed to be funny. Flagged. Like, it rhymes. I'm sorry.
Anyways, Yuka Sakazaki, you know, they can get her back over.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Ray, I'm with Ray there in the chat. ... Anywho, Rihu.
I'm trying to lighten the mood here, okay? Like, yeah, sorry. Anywho,
Rihu. What else happened? The Inner Circle stuff. You know,
break them up already, okay? Because I'm bored.
Well, now we're starting to get Jericho is starting to hate on MG. You know what I mean? We had like Ortiz not a fan of him, Sammy not a fan of him. Hager just has his beef with Wardlow. We don't know what he thinks. And then Jericho and Santana that kind of were with MJF and were with it, right? Now, like we saw to Jericho this week, like he's just like annoyed and tired of him. And I think it's eventually gonna either they're gonna kick MJF out. I think the Inner Circle is gonna continue. I think they're just going to kick him out.
I just want best friends versus Ortiz and Santana.
Well, Santana looks like he's back, so hopefully, you know, we get a rematch.
I just want it for the tag team belts.
That's not going to happen for a while.
I know that, but I need it. I need it, okay? Like, let me live, okay? Just need. I'm sorry. This is all I kept thinking last night when I was watching this whole segment with it last night.
So, Kilroy said that Pac was looking to move here to the U.S. That's why he got here. But wouldn't, like, Riho want to as well? Because aren't her and Kenny kind of like a thing? And, you know, Kenny lives over here via North Carolina. But, you know, anyways. Speaking of that, let's talk about that. Talk about the main event. Basically.
Sunny Kiss look amazing, by the way. Amazing
on fleek,
so good.
Anywho, Rihu. So this match was supposed to happen during the title tournament. Joy was sent home due to COVID reasons, so they replaced him with Sunny, and that's where that infamous new gif of Kenny doing that straight face came from. So this was kind of like a rematch of that. And if Joy won this match, he would get a title opportunity at Kenny. But they made it a hardcore match. They did the whole like TMZ thing with him earlier in the week. I don't know if anyone's seen that or Kenny was at the airport, which was pretty cool. Man, Kenny's entrance, and he's getting like half criticized by people saying he's so extra with his entrance. Have you seen Cody Rhodes' entrance every single week?
We just like trim that.
Speaking of extra.
Yeah, that is extra. I can't. That's like get up, go to the bathroom moment.
They love giving the extra entrance to certain people. You notice like certain people have like over the top entrances. Now Sting, it's like the lights have to go out. The snow has got to be there all the time now. It's got to play the entire like intro to his theme. But like Cody, man, he's got like the interlude. He's got the lights out. He comes up with the things moving out. Then he's got the extra amounts of pyro and...
Yeah,
so him, people giving crap to Kenny for being extra, like, come on. This is perfect. This fits his gimmick well.
Yeah.
But this was a good match. This was a very good, quick, hardcore match because they had like 12 minutes to go. They did what they had to do. But then Pac and the Death Triangle come out. And I'm like, oh, okay. So we have something. Because I said it on last week's show, I'm like, I hope we get to see something out of Kenny. He's not just appearing on Impact for no reason. And, I mean, he appeared on Impact this week, and the huge stuff out of Impact this week. It's why our thumbnail's, you know, Bullet Club for Life. At Hard to Kill, Impact's next event, he's teaming up with the Good Brothers. Bullet Club is reuniting. to face Rich, was it Rich Swann and who else is he facing? Rich Swann, I forget the other two.
Damn, why am I blanking?
Is it the North?
I'm having a brain freaking fart today. Like,
I just saw the poster too. Oh my God. So sorry, someone will correct us in the chat. It's okay, but them. So the Bullet Club is getting back together, which is really cool. So that was like the whole big thing on Impact this week. So I don't know if they taped a bunch, because Impact's taped, they tape a bunch in like 1 or 2 days, and then they show it. So I don't know how many more episodes Kenny's taped for.
Motor City, sorry.
Motor City Machine Guns, that's it. So we'll see what happens. That's going to be a very good match. So I'm pumped for the Bullet Club being back. But then now, you know, they had that little thing at the end of Dynamite this week. Now Phoenix, they talked to Tony Khan. We're getting basically Kenny versus Phoenix 3, because they faced each other twice so far. And we're getting it for the AEW World Championship on the New Year's Eve bash the first night. Holy crap. That's going to be an insane match. Like, if Kenny's all about being that old school Kenny from New Japan, strictly wrestling, I know that he had a little bit of a hardcore match this week, but, you know, if he's being this, you know, straight wrestling again, him and Phoenix are going to have such a good match. Like, their match they had in AAA, the last one, was so good.
Yeah.
This is going to be so good. And it's for the AEW World title. So, hopefully they elude them 20, 25 minutes at least. 20, you know, most likely closer to maybe the 50 in between there. Because that deserves at least 20 minutes for sure. Like, these guys have the ability to go that long. So, I'm pumped. I'm so pumped for that match. You have no idea. And next week, they have a bunch of holiday matches booked. Like, next week, Dynamite looks pretty cool. They got their New Year's Smash. Sorry, New Year's Smash, Part 1 and Part 2, which Snoop Dogg is commentating on Part 2. Don't shake your head. He's hilarious. Like, if you ever watch him commentate in sports, just YouTube it. You'll laugh your ass off, and it'll get you more excited for him coming to AEW. I cannot wait to hear him on commentary. Now, it's not everyone's cup of tea. And I know someone tweeted, when I tweeted I was excited, you know what, it's not your cup of tea, that's okay. It's my cup of tea, and I'm going to love it. And, you know, it's not going to be professional commentary like Mauro Ranallo or JR. It's going to be hilarious innuendos and his type of talking about wrestling. I can't wait. I cannot wait. It's going to be hilarious. You got to be excited for Snoop Dogg. Come on. Tiff, you know, I'm going to find a video of him doing commentary, and I'm going to send it to you, and then you're going to get excited.
Okay. I don't watch like sports like that. So I watch wrestling.
You don't have to watch sports like that. He doesn't sit there and go, oh, him, so-and-so passed to so-and-so and so-and-so passed. He scores. He doesn't do that. He's color commentator. He gives his like opinions and stuff. You'll see. Okay. You'll see. It'll be great. And then Jericho is actually on commentary, which is also, we know how good he is. He's on commentary for Part 1.
Just put Jericho on commentary all the freaking time. More for it.
I'm sure he will. Once he retires.
What is beautiful. I can only imagine what he's gonna wear next week. Like, very Christmassy.
Oh, yeah. Holiday bash. Expect a lot of wrestlers next week to be dressed Christmassy. A lot of Christmas gimmicks going on.
Yes, we got a Christmas story.
Oh, yeah. That's what they're showing next week, too. Yeah. MJF was the kid. Oh, my God.
I'm excited.
They actually put a lot of effort into this. I saw pictures and videos of them like producing this. I'm like, oh my God. They had like legit like movie cameras and stuff.
I'm all for it because it's one of my favorite Christmas movies. So, and I know like some people that are listening to this podcast hate it. And I'm just like, I'm no longer giving cookies. You guys are.
Dave's calling you out.
Yeah, this includes Kyle too. Kyle's not getting any cookies either because he doesn't like the movie either. So
I never said that. I just said it's not in my top five. There's so many Christmas movies. It's not my fault that it can't be in my top five. There's so many Christmas movies. It's ridiculous. And good ones. There's one that's probably going to take over, Tiff. I have to watch, I don't know if you, like, the Christmas Chronicles on Netflix. I still got to watch that. Apparently it's good with Kurt Russell. Apparently it's good.
Yeah, there's a lot of good Christmas movies on Netflix. I was watching a whole bunch the other day. Yeah. I agree, Brad. I agree, but I'm keeping an open mind of how this is going to be next week because me and Brad can sit there and watch this movie a million times. So
it's so good. Our boy Conrad from Everything Pro Wrestling in the chat. What's going on, Conrad? He puts Bad Santa. Dude, Bad Santa is so funny. I don't know if I'm a fan of the second one. I think the second one is funny because the kid's grown up. And it's funny that way because he just finds his way over to him. But the first one is still iconic. Just hilarious. Dynamite was okay. I loved it. It wasn't great, but it was good.
It had its moments, yeah. And it's had its ups and had its downs. I mean, at least it was.
It's not gonna ruin my day. Like, Dynamite's gonna have these days, but people on Twitter, like, it lets it, like, they make it like ruin their day. Like, you can't sit down in the dumps because they had one bad episode. You know, they have a bad episode 1 week. Oh, it's gonna happen. But
haven't you learned that about like Twitter? If you say it's pink, someone's gonna say it's blue. It just doesn't matter. You're just gonna have it. Just enjoy.
But it is
what
blue.
You like to enjoy, and that's it. And that's how I live it. I mean, there's things I don't like, and that's okay, and that's fine. And I'm not gonna bash them for it, you know. But there's a lot of enjoyable things about the AEW that I get. Nothing's perfect.
So hold up, Tiff. I know this is off topic and it's not wrestling related, but I need to know. The picture of the dress that went viral and people were discussing about what color it was, and there was arguments back and forth. Okay, I need to know, Tiff. What color do you see? What two colors do you see? Tell me right now.
I don't remember. I'd have to see it again.
You say you have like 300 things up. Can you type in what color is the dress, and then you go to Google Images and you'll see it. Tell me what color is a dress.
All right, let me look at one. See, there's a picture here. I see gold and white, but then I see another picture and then it looks like blue.
It's the shading that makes it blue.
Yeah.
But if you said white and gold, thank you, because it is white and gold. And yeah. I know why. Someone in chat's gonna be like, no, it's blue and white or whatever it was.
I think it depends on the image and how it gets uploaded, because I can tell you myself, things I'll upload it, it gets pixelated.
Oh, no. Tiff, no matter what it was, some people would say it was blue and white.
How dare you?
Like, you can tell with the blue, the ones that you're talking about, it's still gold and white because it's the shading of whatever the pixels someone put on it, but it is white and gold. But even the bright ones, people still say it doesn't look like it's white and gold.
Yeah.
Anyways, Rihu. Yes. So guys, as you heard in the beginning, if you missed it, a lot of big things happening this coming week. Next Monday, we have our AEW Year in Review show. We're going to talk about everything that's happened in this year's Dynamite. We have like a bunch of like little tiny awards to give to certain wrestlers, like Wrestler of the Year, Moment of the Year, all that jazz. So that's happening this coming Monday, the 21st. Haven't really decided on a time yet, so make sure you're following all Elite Pod to figure that out when we tweet it out. And then Wednesday, December 30th, right after Dynamite is when we'll go live for that AEP episode as well. Also, on January 14th, we have our AEP anniversary show. Our 2 year anniversary show, 7 p.m. 4 Eastern time. Having a lot of stuff, good or big stuff planned for that one, including a debut of our new logo. We're going to present on that episode. It's going to be a fun episode. Also, the fan contest, guys. Again, look for the phrase during that anniversary show. Follow us on Twitter at All Elite Pod. DM us whatever the phrase was, and a random winner will be selected to get a $100 Shop AEW gift card, generously given by our one fan and Patreon member, Kilroy U. So thank you very much, Kilroy, for us to give that out. So yeah, thank you very much. And again, to all you audio listeners, thank you very much. If you're watching the video version, we are available on audio platforms, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, whatever you're finding your podcast, you can find us. Just don't search up All Elite Podcasts, because you'll get, you know, another one that we don't like to talk about. You'll get something completely different. Make sure you search up the No Holds Barred Network. You'll get this All Elite Podcast, the correct one, the fun one, and you'll get a bunch of other podcasts that Tiff likes to do on here, like Under the Ropes, where she interviews a lot of indie wrestlers, and Indie Talks, where she does a lot of cool independent talk type of podcast. She puts like the video footages from when she goes to indie shows, really cool stuff. So if you guys are into that indie scene, Tiff does a lot of the indie side of the network, which is always awesome. And then we got the All Elite Podcast for you guys too.
And we have Wrestle Forum, which is tomorrow at our boy Mags. He was in the chat. If you're still here, he's coming on tomorrow, 2 p.m. We're going to chat. It's been a while since me and him chat. It's a New Yorker and a Brit, so it's going to be very hilarious.
Yeah, so WrestleForum, basically we talk.
Okay. Mags, I guess we're wrestling tomorrow. So
anyways, we talk to other wrestling podcasters in the community, chit chat, have like a roundtable type of discussion. So that's also a cool podcast you get in the network. So again, if you are a video watcher and you want to take us on the go, make sure you search up the No Holds Bar Network. You'll get this podcast and all the other podcasts we offer on there. And a shout out to you, Darren, who is now This Wolf. A little bit of a rebranding on his end for letting us use Dead to Me. Awesome, awesome theme song. He has some new songs on the way coming soon. So thank you, Darren, for filling me in on that. And can't wait to listen to them. Maybe we'll have a new theme song, maybe not. I really like Dead to Me, so we might just keep that one. But yeah, Darren working hard on his brand. So guys, go show Darren some love. Follow him at This Wolf on Twitter. And yeah, follow his music as well. But yeah. End of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Join our Patreon.
Yeah, join the Patreon, NHB Patreon, No Holds Bar Network Patreon. Go over to the Twitter account at NHB Network, click the link tree. You guys will get the Patreon page. Again, as little as $1 a month supports the network. God, I can't even speak English yet. Wow. supports the network. There's a $1 tier and $5 tier. If you want to do one, that's fine. You get awesome exclusive content like my me and Tiff's show, Free For All, where we just literally talk about like bunch of stuff, anything random. It's just out of control shenanigans happening on there, anything like in pop culture that's going on, that's trending, we talk about. And it gets laid out on the table, and literally no holds barred, pun intended, on anything we say. Like, it's just, you see another side of myself and Tiff, so you get that exclusiveness. And then I'm working really hard and getting some like other content on there, constantly brainstorming ideas. So yeah, check it out. Subscribe, hit the subscribe button on YouTube. That helps us as well. Hit the like button, comment, share it, arrow that jazz. But that's going to wrap it up for the All Elite Podcast, unless Tiff has something to say.
Oh, I'm just thinking about our latest role. The two free-for-alls that me and Kyle done, I've cried so much from laughing. Legit.
There's a reason why we call her the EVP Giggles. You'll find out if you subscribe to the network's Patreon, like, and you listen to these.
Constant, yeah. Like, you see them, like, rolling down my face, like, because I lost it. Like, yeah. I think I broke myself. I don't even think it was really Kyle.
you broke me in some ways. There's some ways that I don't show it, but I'm broken.
it's very different how me and Kyle interact talking wrestling up against me and Kyle just having a normal conversation. It's very, very different of us doing a review show up to just me and him shooting the shit together.
It's literally just two friends sitting down and talking about what's going on in each other's life. Like the last episode we did, I brought up an interesting zodiac sign type of work environment situation that I just went through, and it's a big story, and it's probably one of the craziest work stories you'll ever hear in your entire life. It's nuts. So you guys want to subscribe to the Patreon now. There's going to be a lot more of those coming in the new year. We're going to start pumping them out like crazy. So you're going to want to subscribe again. $1 a month supports us and gets you that exclusive content.
Yeah.
So now that I hear the window sound from Tiff, that means it's the end of this podcast. We're That's all for the All Elite Podcast, guys. Episode number 114, right here in the No Holds Barred Network, which is your source for all wrestling podcast content and more. I am your host, as always, the self-proclaimed greatest host, Kyle Masters, or Canadian Kyle, whatever they difference call me. But I'm also joined by her. She's the EVP Giggles, the Heartbreak Chick, the queen of the indies herself. That's Tiffany. And we'll see you guys right back here for the next episode of the All Elite Podcast on Monday. Make sure you tune in and follow the holiday schedule. We'll see you then. Take it easy. And as my good friend Kenny Omega would say, goodbye and good night. Bang.
A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. We need a new generation of thinking. Your way of thinking. Start different at GoDaddy.com. A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. Because old ideas aren't cutting it anymore. This new year, we need a new generation of thinking, your way of thinking. So whatever you have in mind that will help make a different future, find everything you need to get started at GoDaddy.com. Because the future isn't decided yet. It's still ours to win. Start different at GoDaddy.com.